The Kauai probe is built to outlast Silver's deadline and spill straight into 2027.
Wait, what? He said out loud he wanted it closed before tip-off.
Sources say the Clippers and Union dig in, so arbitration freezes the whole Leonard Raptors mess past opening night.
Kauai probe into 2027, Chase Yeting helmets for Edge, and the WNBA filming its own betting ban break. Let's go.
My gut says the league already knows the aspiration money was funny. That $28 million Indo deal smells like circumvention from a mile away.
I hear you, but the CBA makes cap cases go to a neutral arbitrator with subpoena power if anyone rejects the findings.
Oh, come on. Silver wanted speed. Instead, we get full discovery and witness testimony that burns months on purpose.
Thorough is the design. After the hearing comes an appeals panel of three more jointly appointed people. That calendar lands in 2027 for a reason.
See, that's the thing the Clippers already signaled they will fight that to the end. They are not blinking.
Neither is the NBPA. David Kelly said flat on July 9th he did not believe there was a there.
Ha, Kelly can draw lines in Vegas all day. My eyes still see a franchise trying to buy a superstar off the books.
You cannot impose discipline by Commissioner Fiat alone on a CBA violation. That is the checkable mechanism.
So the Raptors trade just sits in limbo while lawyers run the clock? That feels like the real punishment already.
I hear you, but sources close to the union say they force arbitration if the evidence looks thin to them. Process over vibes.
Process is cover. September 2025 launch, and we are still talking 2027 timelines because nobody wants the truth out clean.
Or because document production and testimony take the months the agreement baked in. You are reading conspiracy where the text is just slow.
What even is the actual trigger that forces the arbitrator, instead of Silver, just dropping the hammer?
If the Clippers or NBPA reject the findings or the punishment, it goes joint neutral with full discovery. Simple gate.
Still feels like the league built itself a trapdoor. My call stays the same. Something shady happened, and the delay protects it.
I concede the optics look terrible for everyone. But the mechanism is not a glitch. It is the CBA doing exactly what it says when parties refuse to blink.
Fine. Freeze the trade. Freeze the season. Freeze the narrative. Fans lose either way while the suits keep billing hours.
Agreed on the fan loss. Disagreed that the delay equals guilt. Numbers and process first, gut second.
Jamar Chase just yeeted a teammate's helmet 20 yards on day one, and the defense finally woke up.
Wait, what? He ripped DJ Turner to slid and heaved it like it owed him money while barking respect.
That is the pulse Cincinnati has been missing. Last year, that unit finished 30th in points and 31st in yards.
I hear you, but tossing helmets is still a dumb way to lead when you are the highest paid non-QB.
Oh, come on. They gave up 28.9 points a game and 6.2 yards per play. Dead last aura.
See, that's the thing brothers fight is what Turner called it after. Nothing to it. Yet coaches still had to jump in.
Two plays later, Chase is still yelling they better show respect. That unit smiled through getting pushed around all year. No more.
Higher favorite talking heads already typed toxic competitiveness while ignoring the actual production hole.
Exactly. 125 catches, 1,412 yards, 8 scores, and now he treats practice like blood sport. Good.
I concede the defense needed an edge. I just do not buy that helmet toss as the first real sign of culture change.
What else was going to spark it? Another soft camp where nobody gets mad? My gut loves the fire.
Fire without discipline still loses games. They can jaw and square up, but the numbers last year were historic bad.
Those numbers are why this matters. Zero dog for months. Chase just installed some. I am here for every yard of that throw.
We will check the edge when the pads turn real. Until then, it is one loud clip and a lot of projection.
The WNBA filmed Paige Bueckers and Angel Reese making a $400 side bet, then acted shocked.
They slapped a laughing emoji on it, hit post, and only scrubbed after the screenshots lived forever.
Oh, come on. Section 5C says players cannot wager anything of value on league games. Fine or suspension territory.
I hear you, but the league's own account quoted the terms and asked fans who they had. They created the no-win.
See, that's the thing. Kathy Engelbert now owns an integrity test she filmed herself. Friendly money still breaks the CBA.
Hockley Travis called the post sub-70 IQ. He is not wrong on the league side. Players look sloppy too.
Pocket change for two faces of the league, yet the rulebook is not subtle. Commissioner's discretion sits right there.
I concede the video was an unforced error of historic dumbness. Still feels like selective panic over a rivalry bit.
Selective? They broadcast the exact conduct forbidden, then pretended the crime scene photos were a surprise. My eyes work.
Fair. The scrub came hours later. Damage was already screenshots. Integrity dies by 1,000 cell phones like this.
Ledger time. I took NYY over PHI, and they snuck out 1-0. That keeps me clean.
I rode LAD over NYM, and they won 4-2. So we both cash. Nice.
I gloat anyway. 3-0 feels different than 2-0. You had to climb out of that earlier hole.
One excuse. The Mets bullpen is chaos dressed as a roster. Still, I moved to 2-1. Respectable.
Running tally is RY3-0, RYLI2-1. Give me NYY over CHW tonight.
Give me SEA over LAD. Pitching edges travel even into that park. Tomorrow we dig into whatever fresh portal money hits the table overnight.
That's the rundown. Same time tomorrow. Bring your takes.